Hey, it's Andrew from EXO Capital, and today I want to talk about post-acquisition growth strategies. So, congrats, you bought something. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your hold period. The next phase is all about growth, or typically about growth, or to a large extent about growth. So, if you bought this company correctly, quote, air quotes correctly, then you should already have at least one channel that is in some state of working. If you don't, shame on you. You should generally always be buying something unless it's got zero revenue and like that's kind of the play. But if it's got some revenue, you want to know where that revenue came from. And more importantly, you want to know if that source of customers can be useful for you as the new owner. Here's one example where you might want to be extra careful. If the founder's social media presence, like their personal socials, are materially contributing to the growth of the company, you should discount the company because of that if they're not going to come along with the business. You're basically going to have to start from scratch. That source will be cut off. They'll be posting about their next new project, right? And that's not going to be like an evergreen blog post that is highly ranking on Google, for example. That's something you can take with you, but you're not going to be able to take that founder's social media presence. What you can take away, though, is that let's say they're posting on LinkedIn. LinkedIn as a channel works. That's what you can take away. But it's going to be difficult for you, especially if you own a portfolio like we do. It's hard for me on my personal socials to be posting about one particular company all the time, right? And really grow, let's say, my personal following of people who are in sales, for example. That's really difficult for me to do because we have products that are for developers and products that are not for salespeople, et cetera. So just a word of caution on that. That happened to us one time and it was a lesson learned. So let's start by saying I think it's important to leverage what's already working. I kind of have this belief that you can get to seven figures of revenue just by one channel that's working. So just one, if it's really working and you do have product market fit and you do have product channel fit, then one channel can get you to seven figures of revenue. That could be organic search. That should sound obvious to you. That you could get to that kind of revenue from just organic Google traffic. It could be paid ads, right? I think take any e-commerce store, and that should give you some sense that you can get paid ads correct and get to seven figures of revenue. And of course, other social media stuff can get you there too. But again, take a look at what's working. If it's SEO, great. Then just focus on SEO at first. These are like, your first, let's say, 6 months of ownership. You should be thinking, how do we grow the channel that's already working? And then how do we make small, low fidelity tests against other channels or messaging or, personas if you use personas to get a second channel working. But the primary thing is all about doubling down on the thing that got the business where it was when you bought it and really understanding what's going on there and seeing how you could increase that. Paid ads, of course, can you increase ad spend without diminishing returns? Look to experiments that the previous owners have run. That's another part of diligence too, is and sometimes overlooked. You get too focused on like, well, what are the bank statements and what is the tech? But it's like, what were the growth experiments that you have tried in the past and which ones worked and which ones failed? And if they have any record of those are things that you could either take a look at and say, oh, this experiment they ran sucked because of X, Y, and Z. We want to try that one again. Or actually, this is a well thought out hypothesis that was invalidated. We do not need to go and run this experiment again. So if social media is working, if that's your one channel that's working, maybe you can take those assets, those creatives, like let's say it's working on LinkedIn. Can you go on X? Jesus, I have not gotten used to saying that. Can you go on X and repurpose that LinkedIn content and start posting on Twitter too? Same with affiliate programs. Is there an affiliate program already? If there is, cool. Just evaluate the commission structure. Can you make it even more generous for your potential affiliates? Can you create a relationship with your affiliates and actively try and build a community around the affiliates that are promoting your product? If that's working at all, that's a place you could very easily double down on and get real immediate feedback from these people that are out in the market marketing your product and thinking about how to basically grow your business. Obviously, they have their own sort of agenda, but part of that overlaps with their affiliate link to your product. And so figuring out if you can get them assets or whatever you can do to help them grow your business for you is a really smart idea and something that I think is often overlooked. We certainly don't do it enough here. And I specifically with Supersend, we have plenty of affiliates and I don't have a relationship with any of these people. Definitely on the to-do list. So in that case, do as I say, not as I do. Secondarily, discovering a new growth channel it's amazing. It helps you sleep at night. It's going to take a long time to get it right. So it's best to start early. But still, I really do believe that for these smaller acquisitions, if you're below 7 figures of revenue, focusing on just one that works is probably better than focusing on 10 and doing them all poorly. That being said, if you do have one that's kind of working and you are experimenting with that channel actively to try and double down on it, then and there's some excess capacity, then it might make sense to try and take a look at what a second growth channel might look like. Maybe that's ads plus adding cold email. Maybe it's social plus adding ads, whatever the case may be. It is nice to have more than one growth channel. But again, it takes an inordinate amount of work and maintenance and upkeep to maintain that channel once you start it. So it's not like you start a new channel and it starts, you know, quote unquote, working and it's all hands off from there. I mean, ads, even if they are working, are only going to work for a certain amount of time before you need to update the creative or change the messaging, et cetera. So again, if you can be really meticulous about planning or how you're planning to run these experiments and what you're actually testing, and then be careful about how you're analyzing the results, right? If you sent cold emails to 1,000 people, but the messaging sucked, that doesn't mean cold email as a channel is not going to work for you. If you sent 1,000 emails to the wrong, let's say, persona, right? You were targeting product managers, but actually it's the CFO that needs to get bought in first. That doesn't, again, mean, you're going to get terrible results there. That doesn't mean cold email as a channel doesn't work. So don't kill a channel because it's not working. If you're not really sure about, I mean, just be very clear about what you're actually testing inside of that channel, because channels can be quite wide. And then, of course, if you have a portfolio, then you probably already know this, but just because, let's say, a LinkedIn strategy worked for company A, that does not mean it will work for company B. That has been the case for us, even across tools where we're selling to developers in both cases. Let's say two companies both selling to some kind of service to developers. It still doesn't mean that a growth experiment for one company is going to work for the other company, even though the market is more or less the same. Or at least that's been our experience. Sometimes it does work, but it's a great place to start an experiment from, but it's not always the case that you can rely on that. So especially heading into buying something, don't buy it and rest on your laurels by saying, okay, we can buy this developer tool and we know how to market developer tools because we have, I don't know, one other one in our portfolio. It's going to be difficult to say for sure with any kind of certainty that that's going to work. I think, you know, as a total side note, in an ideal world, before you acquire any business, if you could somehow go and try and just get customers for that business and test out your hypothesis on how you would grow the thing before you even write a check. Worst case scenario, right? You end up getting something doesn't work, right? And that might influence whether you buy the company or not. And if it does work, great. Then you just, you know, gave the previous owner like a couple more customers, whatever. No big deal. But it'll really help you solidify what you think is going to happen post-acquisition and what might actually happen post-acquisition. And if you can sort of front load that cost by running, let's say, a cold email campaign to 500 people over a week or two, just to see what the response rates are like, that might be an awesome indicator that you actually can grow the business in the way that you're thinking. Every once in a while, there is low-hanging fruit. So a brand without social media, you could add social media and try that. You know, product-level stuff, there's no email onboarding or there's no onboarding whatsoever. You could implement some kind of onboarding to make users feel, hey, welcome, like have some kind of experience when they first get in the app to help get them set up, et cetera. But B, just maybe help them navigate through that like free trial period if you have one. You could always refresh the UI. Sometimes the stuff we buy is looking pretty drab, pretty old. And so sometimes that can increase conversion. And sometimes, believe it or not, a fresh, flashy, sexy looking website can actually decrease conversions from some, you know, 2011 bootstrap version one UI looking thing. So careful there, but sometimes that's a real clear and easy win just to kind of modernize and make the app look newer. And if they've never done ads, then it might be worth experimenting with ads. Ads are relatively quick to get set up. And again, just make sure that you know exactly what you are testing, because to say that quote unquote ads don't work for your product is probably too broad of a statement to actually make any kind of conclusions from. And then, of course, throughout all of this, just keep in mind that if you're not providing massive, massive value for free, you're probably not going to get attention. It's not going to work over email. Sometimes the direct language can work. We've seen it work, and it works sometimes. It's worth testing, but generally speaking, you're going to have to feel like you're giving away all the secrets. And I do like this Alex Hormozi quote where he says, give away the secrets, sell the implementation. Because the reality is, even if people know how to do something, they're probably not going to go and do it themselves. They might need your tool to assist them in doing that. Or if you have a service, right, then here's all the work that you need to go do to do this effectively. By the way, I know that's a lot. If you don't want to do it, that's what we do, right? That's really effective. But it builds a lot of trust by showcasing your knowledge without any kind of price tag attached to it. You'll establish trust, and it's been a great way for us to get customers while we're thinking about any of these channels, right? So this could apply to SEO or social media, et cetera. In the end, all of these experiments, or I should say 98% of these experiments are not going to work. They're going to be a complete waste of effort revenue-wise, but obviously will be super helpful and sort of, it's just the nature of the beast in finding any kind of product channel fit.